This goes to Roberta. Middle name is Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, like November. And like November, P like practice. Fax 989-817-4601. Regarding Mary Sorensen, S-O-R-E, N like November, S-O-N like November. Date of birth 2/26/1947. Dear Sue, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Sorensen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, chronic diarrhea, and recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. Since that time, she's had a Watchman procedure done. She's finishing up her Eliquis, and then we'll be started on Plavix once she's done with the Eliquis. Her current dose is 5 milligrams once a day, and she's tolerating that well without any bleeding. Her weight is unchanged, and she is feeling quite well. She is on Keflex 500 milligrams twice a day now for a UTI, and she'll be done with that by tomorrow. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Chronic diarrhea is present, and she does have an ileal pouch after her total colectomy. Urine is clear currently, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she's had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, therefore the Watchman procedure was done. A physical exam, weight is 132 pounds, pulse 84, blood pressure is 157 over 82. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 21st of 2024. Creatinine is 1.7, which is actually improved. Previous levels 2.09, 1.73, 2.07. Current GFR is 31. Phosphorus 3.1, calcium 9.1. Albumin is 3.8. Sodium is 138, potassium 4.4, and carbon dioxide is 17. And hemoglobin 10.8, white count is 11.6 with the normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, 2, chronic diarrhea, secondary to ileal pouch and the total colectomy, 3, recurrent UTI, 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with recent Watchman procedure done. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.